day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Smith's Gold is an OSU product developed out of the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, a later pull-off, and even better baking quality as affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has improved resistance to stripe rust throughout the growing season. It also provides desirable flavor in whole wheat products. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Superior Livestock, proud to present Big Sky Roundup number 4, with a sale originating from Billings, Montana, Wednesday, June 26th. Then on Thursday, they'll be back in Fort Worth, all to be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorLivestock.com. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117 for more information.
Triple-digit losses sweeping through hog trade today, adding to the already weak market structure seen last week. Nearby hog futures posting $2 per hundredweight losses, with technical weakness developing throughout the entire complex. Corn futures were higher in light trade. July corn futures about 4 cents higher. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones 40 points higher. NASDAQ down 4 points. Over in live cattle, mixed trade was seen throughout the day, with nearby gains offsetting limited follow-through pressure in deferred contracts. Cash cattle trade, though, remains undeveloped today, with bids and asking prices still unavailable. Showless distribution and inventory taking the main focus for today, while box beef cutouts were higher, up 79 cents in select and up 27 cents per hundredweight in choice, with live movement of 50 total loads. In feeder cattle, underlying pressure continued throughout trade, with initial weakness here today and gaining some momentum throughout the day. This has added some increased pressure to the complex, with futures of $1.30 to $1.90 per hundredweight lower. Despite the limited moves in corn prices and mixed live cattle trade, renewed bearishness is seen in the feeder cattle futures as prices have broken through May lows, once again establishing some new contract lows in nearby contracts. This is likely to further weaken feeder cattle trade through the near future as traders focus on prices below $132 per hundredweight. Meanwhile, today grains were higher, with corn trade 3 to 4 cents higher and soybean trade 5 to 7 cents higher. Meal was 250 to 350 higher and oil flat to 10 points lower. Finally, in wheat today, trade was 2 to 10 cents higher, with line buying as harvest delays will linger as we start out the week. At the same time, the Kansas City-Chicago spread is flat, while heavy rains from this weekend will keep harvest moving slowly, with hopefully a warmer week to get the combines rolling in a bigger way towards the weekend. The dollar is below 96 on the index, with the post-Fed slide continuing, while the Black Sea area weather remains mixed, with world values soft.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.